Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. I'm Irene Watson, Managing Editor of Reader Views.
And I'm Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Our show is recorded live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Tonight's topic is creating a buzz around your book. And our special guest who will be joining us this hour is Michelle Dunn of Mosquito Marketing. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Now, tonight we're speaking with Michelle Dunn, an author of an award-winning book who is also a consultant and has a contagious passion for her work. Michelle started, ran, and successfully marketed the MAD Collection Agency for 8 years. Michelle has been recently named one of the top 5 women in the collections industry. Due to her successful marketing, Michelle has been featured in Forbes.com, The Wall Street Journal, Ladies Home Journal, PC World, Home Business Magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine, Smart Money Magazine, and many, many other publications. She has also been a featured guest on NPR, National Public Radio, and many other radio programs, as well as published in many newspapers and magazines nationwide. She has been a repeat guest on television shows such as the CBS Early Show, The Book Authority, and Process for Profit. And Michelle is originally from Rhode Island and now lives in New Hampshire. Visit www.michelledunn.com for more information on her mosquito marketing series. And we are just extremely proud to have her on the show this evening. And now we're going to go to this week's special guest, Michelle Dunn. Good evening to you, Michelle.
Good evening, Victor. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I was just listening to the bio that Victor was reading and talking about you, and it's like, oh my goodness, you've been published in all these journals, magazines, you've been on TV, you've been on radio. The first thing I'm going to ask you before we even go exactly to what you're going to be talking about is, how did you manage to get on all these places?
And that's actually why I wrote my marketing book, because everyone asks me that question. Because they say, well, how did you get an article into Forbes, or why did they call you, or how did they know about you to call you for an interview? And it's all about doing your own marketing.
And so what is marketing?
Well, marketing is something an author usually doesn't think about until their book is published, but they should think about it before they even start writing their book. Because marketing is what you're going to do to let everybody know about you and your book. Because in order to get publicity, you have to do the marketing so that people know who you are and they know what kind of book you write and what your book is about. And if you do things that are newsworthy, that will draw attention to you, and you don't have to pay for publicity. Whereas if you advertise, you have to pay for that.
So what type of marketing did you do, let's say, to get onto NPR?
With NPR, when they called me, I asked them how they had heard about me, and they told me that they had read an article about me in the Ladies Home Journal. Well, the funny thing about that was that the Ladies Home Journal article had been about 4 years prior. So they were looking through old Ladies Home Journals. So before I was in Ladies Home Journal, I just, like, was starting a website. I was writing articles, starting my business, getting publicity for my business, and that's how Ladies Home Journal ended up contacting me, which was a great big milestone for me in national publicity. And NPR, just for some reason, had these old magazines. I'm not really sure why they had them, but they were so old, and when they were looking for a certain story, that article came up, and that's how they heard about me. So it was all because of steps I had taken that sometimes you think you're not getting any results. It's very frustrating, and you think nothing's happening, and something can just happen years later.
Well, no kidding. I mean, you're saying 4 years later. Mm-hmm. You know, by that time, most people would just give up hope and just think that,
exactly,
you know, there is no chance. So in any of these magazines or journals, did you particularly market to any of them to get an article in them?
Not at all. Most of them found me because of articles and press releases that I had been submitting to, first of all, my local newspapers, and then more regional newspapers and magazines in my industry. And all of the, like, Smart Money magazine and all of the bigger companies like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal was all because they saw the other published articles, like in the New Hampshire Business Review and in an industry magazine or something like that. And so it wasn't even because I sent them a direct article or a direct press release. It's because it's just whatever happens to be in the news with most of the larger publications like the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, that's what they're researching. Like right now with mortgage rates, they're researching people that are having trouble with credit. And so that's an industry right now that's getting a lot of attention. So for me, because I've written books about credit, that's good, and I can get a lot of positive press that way. So it's, depending on what your book is about and what's happening in the world, it's a good way to get these companies like Forbes or Smart Money magazine to write a story about you or your book to get you more publicity.
So what I'm really hearing you say is really be on tap with what's going on in the world and use that particular avenue to market the book.
Absolutely. That is definitely the way to get yourself in a high-profile publication. Like right now, they're talking a lot about how food prices are going up. So someone who maybe writes a book about gardening or a cookbook could somehow tie that into what's happening in the news. So then this week when that reporter is writing a story about that topic, because that's the hot topic in the news right now, you might come up on a search engine, and then they would contact you for a quote or an interview.
So when, obviously, you've started this quite some time ago. Do you find, you said that you had an article in the journal four years later, NPR contacted you, so obviously you started much before that. How long ago did you go on NPR?
I was on NPR, 6 years ago now.
Wow. So basically the article in the Ladies' Home Journal was 10 years ago. Do you find that people are still, or that created a momentum and you're still being asked to appear on radio or TV or write articles because of what was going on 10 years ago?
Absolutely. The Ladies' Home Journal was one of my first national publicity items that I had, and it definitely had a snowball effect because it's almost like if one national magazine or newspaper has an interest in you and your book, everyone else is like, oh, well, why are they writing about her? Are we missing out on a story here? And if you start sending them articles or press releases or using, like, the Ladies' Home Journal, once I was in that, on all of my promotional materials and on my website, I would have as seen in Ladies' Home Journal, because you want to use that to get more publicity.
Let's talk about the mechanics of press releases. How do you get them out to the right audience?
Well, the first thing that you want to do when you have to figure out who your target audience is for your book. And then whoever those people are, you want to know what publications they're reading, what newspapers they're reading, magazines, that kind of thing. And then you want to send articles into those magazines where those people will be reading them. So then your name will become familiar to them. They'll see that you know what you're talking about. Or if it's, say, like a cooking magazine, they'll see your recipes and say you have a cookbook. You just want to get yourself into the view of your target audience. So you're making a press list of people you want to send press releases to, really based on who's buying your book.
Right. Yeah, for a lot of authors, the problem, I think, for them can be actually generating news. So in your case, an example could be like, you know, 7 tips to avoid having your credit report look bad, or give us an example of some things that you used.
For credit, some of them are how collecting bad debt can make you more money for your business or increase your bottom line.
Oh,
the business owner will read that because everyone wants to increase their bottom line. So something that you want your title to be something that's going to be a benefit to your reader. Or it could be like a teaser for a mystery, or you want it to be something like news, not just something about, I mean, people do certainly send out, and I do too, press releases that, like when I was nominated for the top 5 women in collections, I sent out a press release about that, which is just really an announcement about me. But if you write a press release that is more news, and like I said, if you write a press release that's tied into the news that's going on, that is somehow tied into your book, you have a better chance of more publications publishing your press release or calling you for an interview. So you really want to make it so that it's a benefit to the person who's reading it, that will get them to read the whole thing.
Right, that makes sense. Now, have you experimented with freelance writing for these different journals? Do you send in query letters, or are you proactive in any way?
I do. I do send in query letters, and I send in articles. And once a magazine publishes you, they normally, when you thank them, you know, and they send you the copy, and you let them know that you saw it, and you can ask them if they have any other times during the month, because a lot of times they're setting up ahead of time what they're going to publish months ahead, and they may already know what topics, and you can just ask them if you can submit an article or if they need any tips. A lot of magazines like to just publish tips, and people say, well, you write business books, that's easy for you. You know, I write romance. Well, even romance authors can do that and make tips maybe for a romantic evening or something. You know, you can do something to tie in with your book. And if you do that, you'll stand out a lot more, too, and you will get a lot more publicity.
Yeah, those are all great ideas. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things an author can do before going to print. What are the kind of marketing activities to build your buzz, say, about the time that you're finishing up galleys and so on?
Well, you do want to send out your galleys or your ARC copies so that you can get reviews, hopefully before you go to print. So if you have some great reviews from some great place, you can put it right on your back cover or your front cover, whatever you want to do. because the people really, if somebody else says that your book is great, people will buy it just because of that a lot of the time. So that's one of the reasons you want to get the reviews. And when you get good reviews, that gets the attention of the media, and they want to write about you. And then as you build up momentum, it just builds up momentum, then you start giving talks or going and having book signings, and you're letting the press know that you're doing all these things. And a lot of it is you just keeping them updated on what you're doing. Even if they don't publish every press release you send, they'll get used to seeing, like, your name come across. And as you keep going and years go by, it seems like you're doing all this work and nothing's happening. But it will catch up to you. And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, all this stuff is happening. But it's really years of worth of sending all these press releases when you thought, why am I sending these? They're not even calling me.
Right.
But it does pay off. You just have to keep with it. That's one of the things I try to tell people. Don't get discouraged.
Yeah. Amen to that. Have you done much of the electronic marketing things like the blogs and the email newsletters and podcasting and so on?
I have, and having a blog is a great way for people to get people to come back to the site. But it's just like a website. If you put up a blog and then you don't, you know, submit it to search engines or do some things to get people to know about it, it's like having a billboard in your closet. Nobody knows. So you really have to do a lot of promotion for your blog. And it's a lot like a newsletter because you're getting subscribers, hopefully. So if you make it your goal to get subscribers and you do all the things, like post every day or more than once a day if you can, and you have to do things to get people to come back. So a lot of authors that I know will have different contests. They'll give away excerpts of their book or one chapter, and then have a contest asking questions about things, about the characters that happened in that chapter. And the prize could be the book or another book they've written or something like that. But it gets people to participate, come to their website, get interested. And if you write more than one book, you get repeat visitors, and those turn into repeat purchasers.
So I guess that really is creating a buzz around the book, isn't it? And, you know, these don't cost at all. They, except, of course, that you have to pay for your website and so on, or your newsletter, maybe program. But basically, they're free. And
you can have a blog and not pay for that.
That's right.
Your internet connection.
Exactly. So are there other free ways that you can market your book?
Oh, there are so many, and I always think I know all of them, but then there are always more because I try to never spend money to market myself, which is part of the reason I think a lot of people are so interested, because I have gotten some national publicity, and it's all from me just doing the work myself for free. But one of the biggest things that people can do is networking, and I know that most authors are quiet and shy, because I always was too, but you have to get out there and network and get to know people, and people will get to know who you are, and it really spreads the word about your book and will help you to sell more books in the long run, just even in your own community, joining like the Chamber of Commerce. And people are usually very excited to know an author, because there's not a lot of people that are just authors, and when you are an author, people are always very intrigued by that. So it's very interesting, and then, you know, people talk about it, and then they see your name in the paper because you're sending in the press releases, and it just gets your name out there. And some other things you can do that are free, and if you've already written your book, these are great things to do. You can just give away a couple of chapters on your website, or give away excerpts of the book, different parts, just to get people interested, and maybe then they'll just buy the book. You can also, if you have a website, you can exchange links with other people who sell similar books. You can also offer to sell each other's books on your website, just to network with them. Then we just talked about having a blog, which is free. There's a lot of free blog sites, and a lot of authors now are using MySpace. And when you have a MySpace profile, there's a blog that you can use. And it works just like every other blog. You can subscribe to it and upload photos. And a lot of authors are doing that because, you know, MySpace started out just for the music industry. But there are a lot of other, like, actors and writers and different people on there. And depending on what your book is about, that could be your target audience that's right there on MySpace, which is so many people.
And I'm sure that the list is going to go on and on and on. And I think one of the most important ones that you have said is networking. You know, it's building that relationship, getting to know people. The other thing that you also mentioned was exchanging with other authors. And many of the authors, writers, are shy, and it's really difficult for them. But it's also important for them to become some type of an expert in something that's related to their book. And I know you agree with that, and I'd like to just expand that a little to our listening audience, how important it is to be that expert.
If you are the expert, being the expert means that when somebody starts talking about your topic, that your name comes up, or your book, oh, you have to get this book because, you know, this person really knows what they're talking about. You want to be that person who wrote that book. And so you have to just really research all of your competition and see how are they presenting themselves to your same target audience, and what can you do different to make yourself stand out. And then you want to offer expert advice on something that has to do with your topic. So it depends on your topic and what you're writing about and who your target audience is, and then you want to be an expert in that field. And so to be an expert, you can, on your website, have different articles about your topic to prove that you're an expert. A lot of people, like in my case, if it's a business book, you can explain your education, which then will portray you as an expert. But if you get any kind of an award or something like that, you want to put all of these things on your website, reviews from other people, saying, you know, what they thought about your writing, anything to give you more credibility. And then you can sign up, actually, at places called allexperts.com, and people go there and look for experts in all different areas, like travel. Like if you write travel books or books about vacationing or anything like that, you could establish yourself as an expert in that field and reach this whole other group of people that way. That's a great way to get even more publicity, which just the bottom line is keep getting the name, your name out there and your book name out there.
Wow, everybody's probably that's listening to this is writing down allexperts.com because I sure did too. This is new to me, and I'm definitely going
I do have a lot of it written down because I have my mosquito marketing, my first book in my mosquito marketing series that's going to be released this year is Mosquito Marketing for Authors. And actually, if anyone goes to my website, I do have a free 10-page report on marketing that includes a lot of this information.
Okay.
But if they just want to email, I'll send it to them for free.
Great. Let's talk a little about your mosquito marketing series that's coming up.
Okay.
Now, the first book is not out yet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And
the first one is going to be Mosquito Marketing for Authors.
Okay.
And
what is it going to cover, some of the...
Give
us some points as to what's going to be covered so that we can get interested in buying it.
Right. I have... For 9 years, I've been marketing my business and my books, and I've done pretty well, so I feel like that's what's given me, you know, the expertise to be able to even write this book to tell people these things. What I did is I documented for 1 year everything I did to market myself and one of my books. And then I made a timeline with that, which also then showed the date and what results happened from each action that I took so that I could show what things were worthwhile and what things were like a big waste of time and that nothing really happened. And I put the dates down because it's very interesting, just like what I was saying with the Ladies Home Journal and the NPR. I mean, that's the biggest stretch that I've had something happen. But it can be a year or a year and a half. But it's usually right when people are giving up. Things are just going to happen based on things they've done previously. And so I show people exactly what I did and how long it took me to get a result and what the results were and if anything else snowballed from that so they can actually see that this thing that I'm telling them to do will work. I also... spoke a lot with a lot of people that do marketing for the book are familiar with Dan Pointer and John Kramer, some other authors that I asked to give me a contribution because they're people that when I was first starting out, I was reading their books and doing the things they said, and it helped me to be successful. So I thought that was important to include because it could help whoever's reading my book be successful as well. So I have tips and contributions from seven other really popular marketing authors. So I think that's really important because it's not just all what I think or what I did, but here are some other ideas from other people that I think are really good at this. And so they'll help you too. But in the book I go over what is marketing and why you do it, and just like what is publicity, which is your result of your marketing. And then I have do's and don'ts of marketing plans. People ask a lot of questions usually about marketing plans. And then I have a whole section about how to market yourself for free and then how to market yourself in your book for under $50, under $100, and under $250 so that if you do end up having some money and you can do something else to get more publicity for yourself or your book, and you want to pay for something, these are like the best ideas or the best bang for your buck so you're not wasting money because I definitely wasted some money. So I'm trying to give everyone the information they would need to be as successful or get some national publicity like I did without having to make all the mistakes that I did.
So now this book, the first book in your series, and how many books are you planning to have at this point?
Right now, there's four that I have scheduled.
Uh-huh.
That number could grow.
Of course. And, hey, I can see we could. And mosquito marketing obviously really is talking about the buzz around your book. And so
yes.
The first one's going to be for authors, and your next book after that will be for?
It's Mosquito Marketing for Entrepreneurs.
Uh-huh.
Starting a business, because my first book, which is in its second edition now, is starting a collection agency. So a lot of it is focused on the starting of a collection agency, but a lot of it is just focused on starting a business. And so because I don't focus a lot on I have a couple of chapters about marketing in that, people are always asking me about marketing for their small business, so I thought this would be a good companion book.
Oh, for sure. You had mentioned, Michelle, about do's and don'ts of marketing plans.
Yes.
Cover some of those do's and then cover a few don'ts.
Okay. The biggest do of a marketing plan is to keep following it and not get discouraged. That seems like so easy, but it's really hard because it seems like a lot of the time that all the work you're doing, nothing is happening, but it really just takes time. So if you start feeling that way, you can always just switch what you're doing and maybe do something else, like stop writing press releases and maybe do some articles or do something else and research. But it definitely, you wrote a marketing plan, you took the time to do it. It's really important to just keep following it and do everything on there. And another good thing to do with your marketing plan is have some good paperwork to go with your book. If you don't have a press kit or you don't know what a press kit is, like I didn't know what a press kit was. I didn't have a press kit. Now I have press kits. And you can get books that will tell you what a press kit is, or you can just go to my website and look at my press kit, and that's what it is. And you can just make those exact items for yourself with a press release, a bio, a sell sheet, stuff like that. I do reviews of books, and I get books sometimes from people, and they don't send any paperwork. And I don't know who they are or why they sent me the book, because I get a lot of books for different reasons. Or sometimes I'll get a piece of paper that they hand wrote on a legal pad and ripped it off and sent it to me. And so I'm thinking, well, this is how they're sending all of their books to whoever they're sending them to. So you want to make sure that your materials are very professional looking. And if you can't afford to do a whole press kit, you can just have a sell sheet or just one page about yourself in your book and have it typed and look nice. And you can just do that on your home computer. So that's a really important part of your do's of your marketing plan, to have your stuff look very professional.
You know, professionalism is so important. At the Book Review Service, we get all kinds of items, and I'm going to call them items because, like you say, somebody just tears out a piece of paper out of a, you know, notebook or something, and, there it is. They send it in, and,
right.
And then they are upset because they don't get a review, and we really do judge the book by the cover, and that piece of paper is like the cover, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's your first impression.
Exactly.
And the person gets a view.
Exactly, and those first impressions are so important, and it's the same as going back to the networking and building relationships. You know, that is so important, too, because that's all
right.
Part of it, creating that book cover, creating, like you say, the cover letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of it, isn't it?
It definitely is, and the more professional you make your paperwork look, it doesn't have to be on expensive paper or expensive to have made. It can be just something you do yourself on your home computer. But if it's just neat and clean looking and professional looking, that's fine. It's just that some of the things you get, people are not even going to open your book just by looking at the materials that you send with it. So people definitely should type their materials. Some of the don'ts that when you're doing a marketing plan, a big don't is not to have a marketing plan, which when I was interviewing authors for Mosquito Marketing for Authors, I would say 85% of them did not have a marketing plan, and most of them didn't really even know what I was talking about, like what marketing, doesn't the publisher do that, or they just didn't really think that it was like a full-time job. It's almost like a full-time job to market your book, I think, because it's a lot of hard work. So having a marketing plan, even if it's just a to-do list on a pad of paper, that can be your marketing plan. You know, it doesn't have to be a big, hard thing. People, when you say marketing plan, they're thinking they have to write something complicated like their business plan or something like that, but it's not. It's really your list of what you want to do and what your goals are and what you're going to do to reach those goals.
And I'd like to remind people that you're listening to Authors Access where authors get published and published authors get successful. Tonight's topic is creating a buzz around your book, and our special guest this hour is Michelle Dunn of Mosquito Marketing. Authors Access is brought to you each week by Reader Views and Loving Healing Press. Look for us on the web at authorsaccess.com. Those of you in the Michigan area can meet me in person at the Ann Arbor Book Festival on May 19th, 2007. Michelle, do you have any other advice on the do's and don'ts of marketing plans?
I would say a never don't is, like I just said, never send your book without any paperwork. Because people won't know, you know, why you're sending them their book or what you want them to do. So you don't want to just blindly send your book out. And you want to try to send it to people in your industry because you want a review from someone who other people in the industry are going to know who they are. Maybe another author who writes the same type of book as you or something like that. But it is very important for authors to send out books for review before they get them published and then use those reviews to help get publicity for themselves and their book.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about public events. I know a lot of first-time authors, you know, they immediately want to dive into those book signings, but what other types of public events are there that, can deliver value for people that attend and also position you as an expert?
Well, if you do go out and network, say you join your local chamber, like I have been asked to speak by my chamber, excuse me, because I'm an author on a certain subject. And so when they ask you to speak at a luncheon or something like that, they publicize it in the newspapers and on the radio. You don't even have to do anything. And then normally when I go and speak at something like this, there will be reporters there. They take pictures, and then there's another story in the paper, sometimes pictures. And doing things like that will give people the perception that you're an expert in your field, because if you're being asked to speak about something or you're giving a talk about something, it's because you know what you're talking about. And so people always think that if you're speaking and you've written a book about something, you are definitely an expert on that subject. So people can do things like that, which might be a lot more beneficial than a book signing, because you really don't want to do a book signing until you have a following or you know there's going to be a demand for people to come and see you. Otherwise, you could end up just sitting at the table or standing at the table at the bookstore and there not being a steady flow of traffic or a lot of sales for you, which can be discouraging. So you want to try to do things that, you know, are going to end up making you more sales. Like a book signing, you might make sales initially right there of some books, but most of the authors I know say that they don't sell a lot of books that way. So giving a speech or a talk not only will sell books for you, it'll also get you where you can be an expert in your field, which is something that you can use then to sell even more books.
Great. That makes complete sense to me. Let's talk about, we've talked a lot of ways to market your book for free. How about that tricky one of using email effectively so that, number one, you're not thought of as a spammer, and number two, you really reach who you want to reach?
Well, the best way to not be thought of as a spammer and to reach who you want to reach is to compile your own mailing list and not be renting mailing lists or buying mailing lists or just randomly getting emails, because if you are making your own list, it's the people who are interested in what you have. And so to make your own list, you would do things like have a newsletter or have a sign-up box on your website where people can join your mailing list. You can just have a button, join my mailing list, or your newsletter, whatever you have. But you want to gather the names of the people who are really interested in you. If these people type in their name, they really do want to receive this email from you. If you're selling books, you would have the emails of the people who have purchased books from you, and those people are interested. So then when you're sending out your email blast, these are the people that would be getting the email, and these are the people that are interested in it. They could be a past customer. They could be someone who just wanted to know something about what you're doing. But you also want to always have that place at the bottom of your emails where they can unsubscribe.
That's really important.
That damage, yeah.
That's important. That really puts you into a place where, you know, people don't want spammers. And by giving that option, it's really a good idea. Michelle, we've talked a lot about marketing, marketing, marketing. I just wanted you to touch a little on publicity and what some possibly some tips. First of all, let's maybe talk about what is publicity.
Well, publicity is what you, it's the result of all your marketing efforts. And publicity is free as opposed to advertising, which you pay for. So if you're doing, you could do no marketing and just pay for advertising if you had a lot of money and hope that would sell a bunch of books for you. Or like marketing and publicity go hand in hand, or you can market yourself, or you can pay someone to market you even, to get publicity. And then in the eyes of like the world and all the people who read all the magazines and this publicity that you're getting, when you get publicity as opposed to an advertisement, that's another thing that will establish you as an expert, because it gives you credibility, because you didn't pay for an ad. When you pay for an ad, it can say anything. It can say you're great when you're not. But if you have publicity, which would be a press release that a reporter wrote about you or an interview that somebody did with you, that is the opinion of that reporter or what their story is about, and it gives you a lot more credibility. So that's the difference between like advertising and then marketing to gain publicity.
Well, that's certainly that's pretty clear. And there again, I heard you say be an expert. You know,
right. Because all of those things that you do are things that you're establishing yourself as an expert. And it takes sometimes years for that to happen.
Exactly, exactly. Well, gosh, in my opinion, Michelle, this has just been a really interesting segment. You've given us a lot of good information. It's been very concise. It's been very informative. And it certainly is going to get a lot of our listeners thinking. And just really, for one thing, you know, you stress networking, you stress being an expert, and you stress being an expert a number of times, which is just really important. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this has been a real pleasure. Just give the our listening audience your website address so that they can go. And you had mentioned earlier that you do have free publications on there.
Information. I do, free marketing special reports. The website is www.michellegunn, and it's michelledunn.com. And there's free marketing report, and it just you just click on it, and it will have you fill out a form. It'll send it to me, and I will email it to you.
Great, great. But thanks again, and
thank you.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
It's been great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to another podcast edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. You can hear us every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we'll be back on the air Thursday, May 24th, 2007, when our topic will be Don't Murder Your Mystery. And our special guest who will be joining us is Chris Reardon of BelarosBooks.com. You can learn more about all our guests on the Authors Access website, which is AuthorsAccess.com. Authors Access is a joint production of Reader Views Incorporated and Loving Healing Press.
And for Reader Views, this is Irene Watson of Austin, Texas, signing off.
For Loving Healing Press, this is Victor Volkman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wishing you all a good evening.